This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is hailing House passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The House has signed off on the $1.9 trillion package, sending it to the White House.
Everything in the American Rescue Plan addresses a real need,
including boosting the vaccination and testing programs and helping struggling Americans weather the pandemic's economic destruction. While the bill had nearly unanimous Democratic support, no Republicans voted for it, with Texas's Jody Arrington, among others, blasting it as less of a relief bill and more of a Democratic wish list of things unrelated to the pandemic.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
It'll become law once the president signs it Friday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. government's budget deficit has hit an all-time high. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Treasury Department reports the federal deficit hit $1.05 trillion for the first 5 months of the budget year. That's October through February. Government spending to cope with the coronavirus pandemic surged at a pace far above an increase in tax revenue. The deficit was 68% larger than the same period last year and easily surpassed the previous five-month high of $652 billion that was set in 2010 when the government was spending to try to lift the country out of the Great Recession. The Congressional Budget Office has projected the deficit for the full budget year will reach $2.3 trillion. But that does not include the $1.9 trillion COVID relief measure just passed by Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P closing higher, but the NASDAQ off slightly. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council agreed on a statement Wednesday to condemn the military government's use of violence against peaceful protesters in Myanmar. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar among the Council's 15 members that includes China. Meanwhile, in Myanmar, security forces continued their crackdown on opposition to the February 1st military coup. We get more from Reuters' Brian Wood.
The railway staff in the country's main city, Yangon, are part of a civil disobedience movement that has crippled government businesses with strikes on banks, factories, and shops. The movement began last month after Myanmar's military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in a coup. In Myanmar's second biggest city, Mandalay, protesters staged a sit-in protest on Wednesday, chanting, "The revolution must prevail." Security forces have cracked down with increasing force on daily nationwide protests, leaving the Southeast Asian nation in turmoil.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. The UN Special Rapporteur on North Korea on Wednesday said he has been receiving reports that crimes against humanity might be ongoing in the country. Tomás Quintana presented a list to the Human Rights Council in Geneva that included rape, starvation, murder, extermination, enslavement, and forced abortion. Quintana demanded stronger action by the United Nations, calling for the situation in North Korea to be referred to the International Criminal Court.
The time has come for the Security Council to decide on the referral of the situation of the DPR Korea to the International Criminal Court, as it has been repeatedly encouraged by this Honorable Human Rights Council and the General Assembly.
North Korea boycotted the UNHCR session as its representative did not appear to respond to the report. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Alaska next week, the first meeting of senior American and Chinese officials since President Joe Biden took office. Blinken and Sullivan will meet with the People's Republic of China's Director of the Office of the Central Commission for Foreign Affairs, Yang Jiechi, and State Councilor Wang Yi on March 18th in Anchorage. Blinken will be making his first overseas trip next week with visits to Japan and South Korea alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. A week ago, the Secretary of State declared the relationship between Washington and Beijing is the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.